You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Summer's a time for a lot of fresh produce from gardens and farmers markets, and cucumbers are starting to come up in droves. So what do we do with them all?
Food Friday regular Lori Skelton has been on a mission over the last couple weeks to experiment with cucumbers in the kitchen, from soups to cocktails to sautéing them. She's here to share some of what she learned.
And we're taking your calls, too. What is your favorite way to serve cucumber? What's your favorite cucumber recipe? And what do you think is the best variety of cucumber? You can call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Lori Skelton is one of WPR's in-house foodies. She joins us once a month on Food Friday. Lori, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, I've got some cucumbers nearing the point where I could actually pick them if I can beat the squirrels to them this year. And I tend to think, okay, I'm going to slice them up and eat them, or I'm going to slice them up and put them on a salad. Versatility is not a word I usually associate with cucumbers. You are proving me wrong.
Well, I can understand why you're thinking something cool and refreshing and easy, because that is what cucumbers are the best at. They are a summer food. As far back, I found out, as Mesopotamia. They're mentioned in Gilgamesh.
Wow.
There are references to the Roman Emperor Tiberius having cucumbers on the table every summer evening as part of the meal. So we're used to thinking of them as something refreshing and easy in the summer. But I was having a lot of fun playing with other ways, mostly because I've discovered that there is this really strong divide in Wisconsin when it comes to what I thought was the simplest thing of all, cucumber salad for the summer, where you slice up your cucumbers the night before, salt them down to get out some of the water, and then you dress them the next day, as my mother always did, with a little bit of sugar and onion and half and half. And then I discovered that about 50% of the cooks in Wisconsin think that's heresy. You never put cream on your cucumber salad. And of course, the other 50% says, what do you mean you only use vinegar? That's not the way to go. So even there, you've got a little bit of
controversy.
And certainly it comes down to tradition in this state, because that's the way my mama did it and her mama did it. And so you can get quite fun in the kitchen, having a great time experimenting.
Well, we're using the word cucumber as though there's just one, but it turns out there's a whole bunch of different kinds of cucumbers, varieties. What did you find about the different kinds?
We think of the cucumber is technically known as a garden or a slicing cucumber. If you find it in the farmer's market, you don't need to worry about it. If you get it from the grocery store, this is going to have some wax on it, probably, to keep it from losing its moisture. So this is the reason why so many recipes with cucumbers say peel them. If you can get them from the farmer's market, you may not have to peel them. The peel is where all the vitamin A is. It's also where some of the bitter taste comes from. So if you don't want the bitter taste, yes, go ahead and peel them. Or you can look for something like an English or Persian cucumber. These are longer, thinner. If they're sold in the grocery store, English cucumbers are the ones that are wrapped in plastic, again, to keep them from losing water. These have very mild flavor. You don't necessarily have to peel or seed them. But those are the cucumbers that don't make very good pickles. You want those for fresh eating only. If you're looking to pickle, you want pickling cucumbers or Kirby cucumbers. They can vary in length. They will always be bumpy. Range of green colors. Yes, they're nice eating raw, but these are firm. These are crunchy. These make really great long-term pickles. Now, if you've ever seen a cucumber that looks like a big yellow tennis ball, that's known as a lemon cucumber. It's yellow, it's round, it's very sweet, no bitter edge. It's nice in salads. This one is great for doing a quick pickle that you're not going to keep for very long, or it's great chopping up with other fruit.
Like watermelon, I can imagine.
Watermelon is great. Any melon. Mango is marvelous. So are strawberries.
Ooh.
Cucumbers and strawberries are an amazing combination. This month's Bon Appetit magazine even has a recipe for a cucumber strawberry salad with a light lemon dressing.
Talking to Lori Skelton on this week's edition of Food Friday, making some new and exciting recipes with the cucumber. And let's get into the recipe we've got on the Central Time Facebook page, Lori. A spicy soup in cucumber cups. This was, I had not seen cucumbers used this way ever. Not even in my wildest dreams, Lori.
Today is National Tequila Day. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to have a little bit of fun with your tequila shooters this afternoon, get a cucumber, slice it thickly, and then hollow out some of the seeds so it looks like a shot glass. Put your tequila in that, take your shot of tequila, and then eat the cucumber. Same idea with serving soup in cucumber cups. I've seen this done before. I've had it as a past appetizer at a party. And a lot of the time, it's always a cold soup. And a lot of the time, it's been a mild cold soup, like a vichyssoise, or even a chilled cucumber soup, or watercress. Watercress was got me thinking, cucumbers go so well with hot and spicy things. So why not come up with a hot, spicy kind of soup? And I did a little bit of research, including going to the Greens Cookbook from the vegetarian restaurant in San Francisco, and I came up with my own version of a Catalan pepper tomato soup that you could serve cold, but it had enough heat to it that I thought would make a really great contrast with that lovely, fresh, refreshing cucumber. What we discovered when we were trying this out here on 7th Floor is that you do have to be careful with your cucumber cups. No matter how carefully you scoop them out, sometimes they do have actual holes where the seeds are. And so sometimes you you do have a bit of a leakage problem. But in general, I was told that the concept worked really, really well. I just needed to bring in a few more cucumbers to make certain that they weren't all leaking. Several other people suggested that you use a cucumber cup for ceviche, which I thought was a great idea. I have always loved cucumbers as either substituting for a cracker or using the cup version for any kind of spicy seafood salad. Think smoked trout and salmon with sriracha, or crab with wasabi, or anything with horseradish would be a really great combination with cucumber.
Does that cucumber flavor infuse into the soup at all? Or is it just that you munch on it afterwards?
It's that you munch on it afterwards. Cucumber is mild enough that the short amount of time that your soup is going to be sitting in that little cucumber cup, there's really not a lot of time for the flavors to transfer. For this specific recipe, I really was looking for the contrast. Spicy soup that can be served cold, and then the cold cucumber as your after effect.
I was thinking gazpacho. That's probably pretty similar to your Catalan soup.
Exactly. The thing with gazpacho for me is my favorites are always chunky. And yes, I know you can come up with blended gazpachos. I've never had a gazpacho that was this spicy, however. So that to me was one of the really nice things about this particular soup. What this recipe recommended was low and slow. You warm the herbs with the olive oil before you start adding the vegetables. And, I mean, just barely bring it to a boil. When you add the last of your vegetables, you knock it back to the barest of simmers. And so this really takes its time. And I think that's one of the ways that the heat can develop and stick around. What I did find is that, like any soup, it is so much better the next day. So if you've got the time and you want to try this, see if you can make the soup a day or two ahead of when you want to serve it. And then right before you serve it, that's when you hollow out the cucumbers and fill them with the soup.
Nice.
And the soup recipe itself seems pretty straightforward, not too labor-intensive. The work here is going to be making the cucumber cups.
And that does take a little bit of time. Actually, it would be a really great project if you've got kids. That would be something they would just adore doing, helping you make that.
Now, leaving the kids behind now, you experimented with some cucumbers and cocktails. What did you do there?
Well, all right, if I can get back to the kids for a moment. When you are scooping out the seeds of a cucumber and you've got this lovely pile of cucumber guts,
yes, I think we would call them.
Okay, you throw the cucumber guts in a blender with some lime juice, some fresh grated ginger, and some honey or simple syrup to taste. Blend that up and then freeze it, and that makes the greatest popsicle for a kid in the summer.
Now that sounds good.
Okay, so now that the children have their popsicles, now it's time for the adults to have their beverages. Start off with the simplest, agua fresca, which is standard for any spa experience. Big pitcher of water with ice and cucumber and some citrus. You can blend that and strain it and have a really thick and very intensely flavored water. But if you want, start off with a 750 milliliter bottle of vodka or gin. Peel and slice a cucumber. You don't necessarily have to seed it. Stick the cucumber in the bottle of alcohol. Give it at least 3 days in a cool, dark place to infuse. And then your basic recipe, if you're using it in a highball glass, take some herbs that are sharper. Think basil, chervil, cilantro. Muddle that with a lemon or lime slice in the bottom of your highball glass. Add your ice. Then put in your cucumber-infused booze and top it off with seltzer or club soda or tonic water. You want to look a little fancy while you're doing this? Take simple syrup, again, which is one part sugar to one part water, boiled until the sugar dissolves. Infuse that with some sweeter herbs like hyssop or lemon balm or tarragon. You take your syrup, one part syrup, two parts of a fruit juice, lemon or melon or pineapple if you've got it, and then four parts cucumber booze. Put that in your cocktail shaker, shake it up with some ice and strain it into a martini glass.
Ooh, fancy.
And I don't have it. I don't know where you can get it, but I'm told that Celray soda, Celray tonic, Dr. Brown's, it shows up in a lot of delicatessens, especially on the East Coast. You can get it through Amazon. And I'm told Celray tonic or Celray soda is really great with cucumber booze.
We're talking to Food Friday regular Lori Skelton about cucumbers and some creative ways to cook or drink with them. One of them, summer's most, she says, versatile vegetables, it turns out.
And we want to hear from you on this. How do you like to serve cucumbers that you get from your farmer's market, your garden, the grocery store? What's your favorite variety? And do you have flavors that you typically like to combine that go especially well to you? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
More Food Friday coming up after a look at the news with Kristen Durst. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation now this Food Friday with our own Lori Skelton about what to do with all the cucumbers coming up in the garden.
You can call in now with your favorite recipes or questions about cooking with cucumbers. Do you ever use them in cocktails and other beverages? What flavors do you mix with cucumbers? What's your favorite way to make the standby, the cucumber salad? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Go right to a caller now. We've got Jackie on the line in Milwaukee. Jackie, hi.
Hi. My favorite way is a very simple thing, because I just use red wine vinegar, one part red wine vinegar, 2.5 parts water, sliced onion, sliced and peeled cucumber, whole peppercorn, garlic, and some other spices if you like, and then just refrigerate it for 8 hours, and it makes an absolutely delicious snack.
Now, is this one just keep around the house, Jackie, or is this one you serve at the family get-togethers?
I've served it at church lunches and stuff like that, but because with the red wine vinegar, it does turn out kind of nice looking. But also, I keep around the house. Just I enjoy it as a snack for me.
Sounds great, Jackie.
This is the first time I've ever heard of anybody adding water, which is an interesting, because like I say, with my mom's old salad, she always salted it down first to draw a lot of that water out. So, yes, this just adding to the refreshment, especially if you can keep this in the refrigerator, just grab a couple of slices whenever you're feeling a little bit parched. That's a great idea.
Thanks so much for that call. And we're going to go next to Janine in Antioch, Illinois. Hi, Janine.
Hello. I have a question about eating cucumbers and tomatoes together. I've heard that you should not do that because there's one of the vitamins in either the cucumber or the tomato is not absorbed because of that reaction. Is that true?
I have absolutely no idea. I know that one of my favorite things to work with when I'm putting recipes together is a book you have talked about on this program before, The Flavor Bible. And you've got tomatoes and cucumbers are a classic pairing. Now, whether or not that's canceling out vitamins, I really couldn't say. I tell you what, I'll do some digging, and I'll get back to Rob and Veronica on that.
Well, and you know, I've seen food combining charts. You're not supposed to eat X with Y, and looking at it for about 2 minutes, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to remember this. I'm not going to post the chart in my kitchen. So I never dug deep enough to see if there's actually anything to it, if that's a real deal. So, but I will say taste-wise, I mean, some tomatoes and cucumber on a sandwich,
it's
a little
so
mayo.
It's wonderful.
Cheese,
yeah.
Maybe.
It's one. And, of course, the cucumber, you've talked about how fragrant they are, and there's that lovely floral, that sweetness to it. Tomatoes have the same thing. There is a flowery note to their aroma, but of course they're going to have more of the acid. So you've got your soft, squishy, acidic tomato and that lovely, crunchy cucumber. I mean, that's summer right there.
Maybe we can throw this one to Dr. Zorba sometime and see if he can weigh in. Judge Zorba can weigh in on the tomato-cucumber combining controversy of 2015.
But no matter what he says, I'm going to eat them together.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Just to
be
clear.
Yeah.
There
All
you
right.
go.
Let's go back to the callers. And thanks for the question, Janine. We're going to go back to Dennis now in Marathon. Hi, Dennis.
Hello.
Hi, how do you like to eat cucumbers?
We started using it as a bread substitute. We hollow out the middle, and then you put whatever type of condiments, and then your meat and lettuce.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Dennis. I've seen this actually online, especially when people are pursuing low-carb diets.
Yep. That's, like I say, I got started by using thin slices of cucumber as substitutes for crackers when you're passing appetizers. And that's the
reason... They're crunchy, but is it really as satisfying as a cracker?
Yes, it
really?
Is.
Really?
Yes, it really, really is.
I'm a cracker person.
So am I, but they are just as good. It's just different, that's all.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Lori Skelton about cooking with cucumbers. You can join in with your suggestions or questions at 800-642-1234. Now, Lori, I said the word cooking, and one of the first things you did for us here was sautéed cucumbers. Tell us about that. And I liked it. So tell us what went into that.
Almost nothing. I thought, okay, yeah, you can do it, but it's probably not going to taste very good. I was surprised at how good a sautéed cucumber is. Mm-hmm. You peel them, you quarter them, you know, just chop them roughly, sauté them in a little bit of butter. I added salt, white pepper, and fresh grated nutmeg, but you, again, can use something a little spicier if you want. You've got this done in 5 minutes, and it's a lovely little side dish. When I made them at home, we had them with things that were off the grill. And I think it does lend itself well to a grilled protein as a side dish. But very, very easy. You're breaking down just enough of that outer skin. Well, not even the skin, but the outer part of the cucumber. While it still is a little bit crunchy on the inside, it's softened up just enough on the outside to make it interesting. I was really surprised. Julia Child has a recipe for baked cucumbers in Mastering the Art of French Cooking. She chops them up, tosses them with salt, sugar, vinegar. She bakes them with butter and herbs. She recommends them alongside with roasted or sautéed chicken or roast veal, or if you're into this sort of thing, sautéed brains and sweetbreads.
Oh. I'm not.
Okay. You lost us with that. But and actually, that sounds compelling. You know, usually baking things makes them a little less bitter, but I don't know, the cucumber, it's an interesting treatment. I'd try it.
And the one thing that I'm going to try this weekend, apparently you can dredge cucumbers in cornmeal and fry them just like fried green tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And I could see where that would be a really great accompaniment to a BLT.
Back to a caller. We've got Mike on the line in Waukesha now. Mike, hi.
Hi. Because I got introduced to Hendrick's Gin, I now like cucumber in gin and tonics. If you don't want to pay the extra price for Hendrick's, I've done it a couple of ways. You either do, you can do a garnish, but you don't really get much flavor out of that. But if you are doing other things with your cucumber, for example, you can take some of the seed mash if you're doing any of those kind of preparations, and that can be mixed in directly with the gin and tonic, and it adds another flavor to the gin and tonic. It's really good stuff.
Mike, thanks a lot. Great suggestion.
Absolutely. If you don't have time to infuse a bottle, and you've got some of that, as you call it, cucumber guts, and you don't mind the seeds, that's a great way to use up that leftover cucumber.
Now, Laura, you brought some cucumbers and some sprinkly stuff into the studio. There's got to be a better word. What is it?
Okay.
These are spice mixes.
Two of the most common, if you're going to sprinkle on just a plain plate of sliced cucumbers. I mentioned cucumbers are always good with heat. We've got a bottle of what Taijin, the Mexican company, calls fruit seasoning, which is chili pepper, salt, and dehydrated lime juice.
That smells great.
And then we also have Togarashi, which is Japanese. It's a combination of red and black pepper, black and white sesame seeds, ground ginger, powdered seaweed, a little bit of roasted orange peel. And all you need to do is just start with something spicy on a simple plate and then get creative from there.
Doesn't get much easier. Lori, thanks as always.
Absolutely. Enjoy. This is one that we'll be enjoying while the temperature is definitely over 90.
That was Lori Skelton, one of WPR's in-house foodies, with us to talk about cucumbers for this Food Friday. Remember to check out that great cucumber recipe, a soup you serve in cucumber cups, served cold. It's over at the Central Time Facebook page.